Barry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, joining us on the program is a 16-year-old who is not only a star on Broadway, but she's also a musical star with a very positive message that she's spreading around the world. We'd like to welcome to our show today, Ava Della Pietra. Nice to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great being had. So tell me, first of all, I want to know about your name, because I see your dad also has Stephen Della. And so what's the significance of that? The Della part.
So I'm Italian, and Della Pietra means of the stone. So
of the stone.
My name means Ava of the Stone.
Oh, that's cool. I like that name. Wow, we're talking with Ava Della Pietra. Was that correct?
Yes, Della Pietra. You got it.
Della Pietra. And you're not promoting a new single, so you have a bunch of singles, and I know I checked out Home, which did very well for you, and you've had a few others, and they all have a similar inspirational message to them, and I think that's what you wanted to spread. Your intention was to be sending a positive message with your music. Tell me about the new song.
So my latest song that I released is Power of You, and it's about trying to break away from other people's influences and leading your own life. And the whole question in the song is, will I give up and live the life of other people who I do look up to, or will I be unique and live my own life? Mm-hmm. And that one I recently recorded this past summer in Nashville, with a producer named Steven Martinez, who's really great, and I love him. And yeah, I guess a very common theme in a lot of my songs are to try and inspire people, because if I do have that voice to where I have the opportunity to spread positive messages, I try to do that.
Okay, Ava Della Pietra, what's the name of the new single, and tell me a little bit about it.
So Power of You is my most recent single, and I recorded it in Nashville with a producer named Steven Martinez, who's really great. And it's about trying to break away from other people's influences and being unique and living your own life.
And it's called The Power of You?
Yes, it's called Power of You.
Power of You. Ava Della Pietra, right here to perform on Border Crossings.
What a day it'll be when I finally feel free from my brother's assumed. My tears will all disappear. I can run away and stay far from your shadow, watching over me in my every mood. Will I give up, or can I live up to the power of you? I'm pretty confident, but life can be insane. Can I live up to the power of you? Yeah, I used to believe no one influenced me. Looking back now, it seems those were not my true dreams. I walked down roads with eyes on the prize. Was I heading for the sky, or was your shadow watching over me and my every move? Will I give up, or can I live up to the power of you? I'm pretty confident, but life can be intimidating. Will I give up, or can I live up to the power of you?
That's Ava Della Pietra and her latest single. And it sounded great. You know, you have a tremendously talented voice. Are you trained? Were you classically trained? Or where'd you get your voice from? Where'd you find that voice?
I've had various teachers over the years, but my main training, I guess, came from Broadway performing.
Wow.
And Broadway trained teachers. And now I'm more transitioning into the pop style and trying to create my own voice.
Do you have a preference for because it's very different. It must be different. I don't know myself. I've never performed in Broadway, but mm-hmm. If to perform for a live audience that you're doing on Broadway versus a live audience where you're doing a concert and you're performing music that you've written, or it must be different.
It definitely is. On Broadway, there's this big emphasis on not breaking the fourth wall. You don't want to look directly at the audience. You sometimes look out, but you don't really want to make eye contact with them necessarily. So that's very different from performing my own music, where I want to interact with the audience and I want to make direct eye contact with them and see how they're feeling about it. And it really depends on the day which one I like more, because they both are very fun. But I think recently I am kind of preferring having that one-on-one interaction with the audience. It's really fun.
You've been in several shows, a number of shows, Les Miserables and School of Rock. And what's next for you as far as theater productions?
I've always wanted to be in a movie or a TV show, but I'm not really sure when that's going to happen. I feel like right now I'm focusing on my songwriting, and I'm just really excited to keep on releasing music. This year I'm planning on releasing an EP. I'm basically releasing a song a month. So by May, I'll have a 4-song EP out. And by September, I'm releasing 3 singles and then the rest of the album. So that's a 9-song album. So I'll have released 13 songs this year, or possibly more, depending on how things go. But we'll see.
And what's the album going to be called?
I don't know yet. I still need to decide that.
What are your choices? Come on, let me in. We'll keep it between you and I.
Yeah, no, I'm literally being serious. I haven't given it much. I still need to decide on the EP name. I really need to get going. But I've just been focusing on like recording the songs and stuff. I have a few options in my head, but I guess I don't want to announce anything quite yet.
Right. Well, let's see. You could come up with something original like Ava.
Yeah. Right. No, my brother suggested doing the Adele thing where you put your age. So it'd be called like 16 and stuff. Yeah.
16. Yeah, there you go. You'll get a call from Adele's lawyer. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, 16 is not
my
taken.
Idea. Yeah.
We're talking with Ava Della Pietra, and she's got a whole catalog of music. So we're going to take advantage of another song. So can you tell us what you're going to do for us next?
So this next song is called I've Been Thinking, and it's about kind of reuniting with an old friend who I lost contact with when I was in kindergarten. And it's kind of a growing up song, and just really trying to find the special people in your life.
All right, here's Ava Della Pietra.
I've been sitting in a tree contemplating and replaying every life decision I have ever made. Got away from all the noise to have a quiet moment here in the shade. And while I was thinking, you came up in my memories. And just to clarify, this isn't a love song, so here's a quick summary. My first BFF of the summer. I've been thinking, maybe people are nicer when they're young.
That's Ava Della Pietra, and it's about reconnecting. Reconnecting. I think, you know, there's a great feeling when you run into somebody that you knew many years ago and you see them again now and see how life's changed. And I assume that that song is reflective of how you changed as well as the person you ran into.
Definitely. And I was so grateful because right after I wrote this song, I was able to see them again after so long, after like since kindergarten. We were like BFFs and I never really forgot about them.
We're talking with Ava Della Pietra, who is a Broadway star, hopes to be a movie star, is a songwriter and a performer. And you're also a high school student and 11th grader. This is a tough time to be growing up, quite frankly. This is a tough time to be a high school student. You don't know it. You don't know anything else. But when I was a high school student, we didn't, you know, we weren't in a world of high school shooting. We weren't in a world of Black Lives Matter. We weren't in a world of COVID. We weren't in a world of, you know, all these things that are thrown at teenagers now all at one time. It has to be overwhelming to a certain degree. How do you cope with all of this stuff?
When I look back at everything that's happened over the last few years, it is definitely overwhelming and kind of crazy that we've all lived through it. But I mean, I definitely have a lot of support. Like I talk to my parents a lot, and I have a bunch of friends who I talk to. And songwriting is not to be cliche, but songwriting is definitely a big coping mechanism for me. And I definitely discover a lot about myself through songwriting, and it kind of clarifies my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I reached like a record number of songs that I wrote in a certain period of time during COVID, just because mm-hmm. there were a lot of new emotions that I was feeling. And obviously I was going through critical years in my development. So lots of new ideas and new themes in my music.
Mm. So you're writing, you know, songs that you're inspired by or things that are inspiring to you and in your mind. Who inspires you?
I think some of my favorite artists are Alec Benjamin. I've gotten into him a lot lately, and his lyrics are really deep, and I don't know, he's just amazing. So Alec Benjamin, I like Jeremy Zucker, Selena Gomez. Ed Sheeran has influenced some of the ways that I aspire to perform. Like he uses something called the loop pedal, which
you can save a lot of money on your band.
Yeah, it allows you to like layer songs and record it live, and then you're able to perform it just by yourself. So I was trying, he does that with his guitar, and I've done a few performances where I do it with multiple instruments, and I'm trying to get better at that so I can do it really smoothly and do like multiple songs and a whole set maybe just by myself.
So how do you balance being a high school student and studying for exams and such and songwriting in a career where people like me want to interview you or you go perform somewhere? So how do you balance that?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure. I guess I don't know. I like all the things that I do. Like I like school, which is kind of nerdy, but
no,
I
do. Okay.
I like school. So I enjoy doing my work for that most of the time. And then I also love songwriting, and most of the time they kind of go together. I feel like songwriting is my break from schoolwork, and I can kind of look to that to relax. And like I said, kind of clarify my thoughts, and I just try and do stuff that I like. And I guess that's how I balance it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know songwriting is therapeutic, you know, for people mm-hmm. to express their emotions, whereas otherwise it might be awkward to just say, hey, I'm feeling depressed. You know, you can write a song. Yeah. It's a sad song. And that's where you're at that time, that moment in time. So you don't write many sad songs. So I would assume you're a happy person. You don't write songs about broken hearts. So I assume yours hasn't been broken yet.
Just you wait.
Just you wait and see.
Yeah.
Prom is around the corner.
See.
But in terms of the positivity that you put out, what's the basis of that? Why do you want to make songs that are positive and inspirational? What is it that drives, you know, Ava?
Well, a lot of the earlier songs that I wrote were very positive And I think I wanted to create some kind of image that's like, there aren't that many positive songs. I feel like a lot of songs that are out there right now, especially in the pop realm, are kind of sad and somewhat depressing. So my initial goal was to try and put out music that people could listen to when they're happy. And I still do that, but I'm definitely widening my range of topics. And now I'm writing some more sad songs as well, because I've gotten older and there are like more things to think about. And I think just having like a mix of the different emotions in music is definitely very beneficial for me and then also for my audience.
Right now, the in thing is collaborations. Everybody's working with somebody. Top three people that Ava Della Pietra wants to work with.
I'm going to have to go back to Alec Benjamin, because that would be a dream. Yeah.
Wasn't he the lead singer of a group, if I'm not mistaken? I thought that name sounds familiar.
Oh, I'm not sure if he was in a band or something. I know him as his own artist, but I don't know. Maybe I don't know something. Alec Benjamin, and then... I can only think of like the three people I said, or the four people I said, because I feel like those are the best one. Oh, Olivia Rodrigo would be really cool, especially since she's like closer to my age. And she's just really amazing.
Yes. And I like her style. She's very, I almost thought it was Taylor Swift the first time I heard her song on the radio. They're very similar vocal styles.
Definitely. And also, she's kind of interesting because she kind of covers a lot of different styles. She has that pop rock, and then she also has pop, and then she has more slow music. Mm-hmm. So that's something I really like about her. She has a wide variety of themes in her songs.
Mm-hmm. And she's taken the same path as you, acting, now singing. So, you know, it's a very similar career path. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you'll get a movie role or TV show. I mean, hopefully. That's really, you know, the end goal, I think. We've got Ava Della Pietra in our studios, and she's at home in New York, Long Island, New York. And so we're thrilled to be able to talk to you today. And we're going to ask for one more song. We have just enough time for one more song. So what song will you be playing for us?
So this song is called My Boyfriend. And it's just about kind of early love and early crushes and kind of first getting into it. So it's kind of a young look at a boyfriend.
Oh, does Ava Della Pietra have a boyfriend?
Not yet, but hopefully soon.
All right. And this is called?
My Boyfriend.
My Boyfriend, Ava Della Pietra.
For the first time in my life, I want a boyfriend. Love songs just won't end. I want someone to hold my hand, someone that I could share a kiss with in the moonlight, and someone who loves me too, someone like you, my boyfriend. Ooh. I could tell you how, you'd be my boyfriend. Do you wanna be the one I love, my boyfriend? Ooh, my boyfriend. Do you wanna be the one I love, my boyfriend?
That's Ava Della Pietra, and that's the number one thing on her Christmas wish list, is my boyfriend. Yeah. That's what she's hoping for. Describe what would be your perfect boyfriend. What do you want in a man? What are you looking for, Ava Della Pietra?
Oh, God. My favorite thing to do in the world is laugh, so definitely somebody funny. And just someone who's like kind.
Ava Della Pietra is our guest, and we're talking about her new single, and she's got plans for EPs and an album ultimately. And what else? Are you going to tour? What's the plan for 2022, since we're early into the new year?
I was actually just talking to my team about possibly touring at some point this summer, but there aren't any official dates in the works, but that's definitely something I would like to do at some point. Mm-hmm. And many more releases to come.
Wow. Well, what's been the highlight for Ava Della Pietra so far? I mean, you've done so much in a short amount of time, and you're very young, but you started very young. So, you know, I'm curious to know for you, because the star's the limit. You know, you're going to have a bright future ahead of you. You're just 16 years old. And so you're getting your driver's license if you don't already have it. I mean, this is the time that you get a driver's license at 16. So, I mean, what has been the highlight for you? Aside from today's interview, what else has been?
Yeah, this would come first. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of acting, I performed at the Tony Awards, and that was definitely a very, with School of Rock, mm-hmm. and that was definitely a very special experience and unique to have at such a young age at that point. In terms of songwriting, I guess just every song I've released so far, it's just very special to watch the streams grow. I'm not like huge on numbers or whatever, but it's very fun to watch people engaging with my music and seeing that people are not just playing it once, they're playing it like many, like multiple times. Now I thought of it. I think my favorite part is probably when people reach out on social media and stuff to kind of tell me how my music has impacted them. Like there was this one guy who reached out during last year while I was quarantined, and he said that my song Optimist really inspired him to keep on going during COVID, because it's really important to try and keep an optimistic outlook during such a dark time. And he sent me a whole voice memo saying how much he loved it and how I kept him on his feet. So that was really inspiring for me.
That's great. I mean, I can imagine that would be a very, very rewarding experience to touch somebody else in certain ways, you know, other than just as a music fan, but to actually make a difference in someone's life with your song and your lyrics and such. And that's wonderful. Well, everything is great. I mean, in your world, everything is all positive. There's, like I say, you know, you got a free palette to go and paint whatever picture you want to paint and whatever direction you want to go. And it's a thrill to be able to meet you and to have you on the show. You know, you're talking to millions of people right now in many different countries around the world. We're broadcasting to 100 different countries. So since you like these social media messages, tell people where they can find you on social media.
So my Instagram is at Ava Della Pietra, and I also have a Facebook and a YouTube. But the main place that you can get all my announcements about my new releases and stuff is my website, avadellapietra.com.
Avadellapietra.com. And it's Ava Della Pietra, who's our guest. Is there anything you want to say to the worldwide audience before we leave?
I guess my final piece of advice, if anybody wants to be a songwriter, release their music, would just be to go for it, really. And that's the best way to follow your dreams and release the music and connect with people.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you. And the new single is called, we heard it earlier, it's called?
Power of You.
Power of You. Yeah. Ava Della Pietra, thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been watching Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and this is VOA TV.